Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Potter Valley, the recollections of David Warren Ryder. In the year 1909, in the early summer or late spring, we had all read about the appearance of Halley's Comet, which only appears every 70 years, and we had seen it. It had been in the sky for 3 nights. It was a very spectacular thing, a long tail. It shone there in the sky. Everybody all over the country, wherever it was visible, was watching it night after night, and it was during this period, when Halley's Comet was visible, that this particular thing occurred. It was a Sunday, and we had been to church. It was a bright sunny day and quite warm. I was sitting out after we had dinner in the middle of the day under a big mulberry tree in the shade. I was writing a letter and I noticed that a wind came up. At first it was rather mild, but it kept getting harder and harder. I thought it was very strange to have a wind of that sort at that time of year. If it had been in the winter, it would have been usual, but not in the summertime. And it was rather a warm wind. As the night came along, the wind blew harder still, and as the night advanced, it blew harder than that. All night long, that wind blew terrifically. We could hear crashing sounds in the distance of trees or buildings falling. Our house shook and groaned, and we were concerned that it might blow over. I think the only thing that saved it was that it was situated with trees all around us. They were fruit trees, but they were big ones. Then we had an enormous fireplace and chimney that helped anchor the house. I don't think any of us slept very much that night. Every time you dozed off, you'd hear some crash in the distance and wonder what in the world it was. And then the sound of the wind itself was a mighty roar. I don't think it was a cyclone, because a cyclone goes in a whirling motion, but it was something equivalent to it, all right, because the next morning, when daylight came, we got up and began to look around. The only damage that had been done to our place, it had blown off a great big sliding barn door, a door 15 by 15 feet. That and a little bit of fence had blown over, but nothing that was of any consequence. But when we started to look around in the distance, we saw Dave Burkhardt's big barn. It was a very old barn, but very well built. It was just a mass of wreckage. We went over and saw that these great timbers, some of them were 14 inches by 10, they had been hewed, not sawed, and had been put together not with nails, but with pegs. These great timbers were twisted as if they had been toothpicks. We went down into the lower field toward Russian River. In the distance, it looked as if there were some trees down. There were some trees down. Some is minimizing it. In the valley itself, there were at least 200 big oak trees. That's what's known as valley oak, some of them 6 feet through. They were lying uprooted just in windrows, like you rake up hay, as far as you could see. We got in a carriage. It was calm and peaceful then, clear. And we went on down, clear from one end of Potter Valley to the other, in a swath about half a mile wide. Trees, houses, barns, other buildings were just leveled. In that valley, there were a dozen or 20 houses that had their roofs blown off. There were that many barns that were demolished, and there must have been 200 or 250 oak trees that had just been uprooted, as if somebody, some great giant, had just taken them and twisted them and uprooted them. And yet, when we got down about two-thirds of the way at the end of the valley, the whole thing stopped. There wasn't a sign of any wreckage or desolation. And as my father said, there wasn't hardly a leaf disturbed. So far as I know, it was only one place that such a wind struck. No one was ever able to explain it. Later on, the San Francisco newspapers heard about it. They sent someone up, but no one, the weatherman or anyone else, could give any explanation of it. Of course, all the people in Potter Valley decided immediately it had to have something to do with Halley's Comet. Who can say? It might have. You've been listening to the recollections of David Warren Ryder. Thank you. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.